weekend. The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend. Cheers to the
freaking weekend. This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Weekend Trend brought to you by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities. In the house from What's on Tap, WTMJ Sandy Max. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Long weekend ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's actually already started, apparently, for a lot of people.
Oh, would you have guessed today is one of the busier travel days? That's what they say.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice? No, I'm not able to put my head around that. I feel like everybody's cramming. Like, I just think of that as a 3-day weekend, and I guess this is probably one of those times. Before gas prices surged and everything, you planned your trip, so maybe some people are taking longer trips.
So let's take a look at what you got on your list for Weekend Trend, and there are some more solemn Memorial Day type of observances that we'll get to for the Monday, but what do you got your eye on here?
Well, today, hey, did you miss the Milwaukee Touch a Truck weekend?
Yeah, big trucks.
Big trucks. You can get your fix today. Instead, Appleton is celebrating their Appleton City celebration. Touch a Truck. 4 to 7 tonight, so maybe it's supper time. Stop by, get your fix with all the big vehicles, whether you like buses, fire trucks, police cars, they'll all be there, and you can meet the people who operate those vehicles. And speaking of trucks, food trucks will be there on site to grab a bite for supper. I don't think you get a tour of those. I don't think they're going to put you to work with the grillers there.
What do you got over here?
I think I'd rather not have a tour. I'll just have the food. That's fine. I don't want to ask any questions.
A great thing about a long weekend, though, is maybe you can take a road trip somewhere that you haven't been in a little while. Maybe Door County. Because if you like lighthouses, this is your time. This long weekend, you can get in on Door Peninsula Lighthouse Passport Days. And this is your chance to get access to lighthouses that aren't typically open to the public, like Chambers Island, Rock Island, Plum Island, Sherwood Point. And you can take all sorts of self-guided tours or guided tours just all up and down that Door County shoreline and get out on a boat. It's going to be beautiful. But photo opportunities. And the great thing is that by participating in Passport Days, you are supporting those organizations, those lighthouse heritage groups that preserve and care for these historic sites.
Those are old.
That maritime history is rich here, obviously, in the Great Lakes. And while you're there, Sturgeon Bay, they're having their 28th annual Fine Art Fair in Martin Park. Over 80 artists from the Midwest to meet and browse, whether you like paintings or sculpture or glass or jewelry. They will have it there along with entertainment and kids' activities. Free admission. We like that. And it's pet friendly. If you've got your buddy on a leash, they're welcome. And eyes to the sky, the IKEA Family Festival. Slightly new name, but it is the same big old flying fun in the sky at Veterans Park on Saturday and Sunday. Free admission, free parking. The grand launch, more than 600 kites to kick it off on Saturday, which I just think is so fun to see speckled in the sky like that. And I also like you get the run the kids out. They have the mad dash each day at 2:30. There will be candy falling from the sky at times during the kite festival. I think it's just
it's like absolute can get behind heaven. That, right?
And a fabulous bubble machine as well. But this is really a great lineup of kite performers where you get your muscle into it and you can wrangle 3 to 4 kites at a time in synchronicity. I think that's really impressive. The Chicago Fire Kite Team, they've been doing this for 40 years. The Windjammers International Kite Team, been doing this for 44 years. So it really is just a fun way to soak up some lakefront action and maybe get inspired yourself.
Every parent's done that at least once, right? Brought the kids out there. Like, that's kind of a rite of passage for a young parent.
What do you know about Yelly's, Kristen Yelich's benefit concert tonight? So this is a big fundraiser. In terms of the musical lineup, I know Charlie Behrens is hosting.
Yeah, Charlie Behrens, Mr. Manitowoc Minute, is back for the host. This is a great gathering of Brewers and Brewers fans. This is so great that Kristen Yelich is that guy in the dugout and the clubhouse where people want to hang out with him and support. This is so great. Not only are you having fun, there's a whole food angle. Chef Adam Pollack. Think about the festival of music that you have with three different performers. Yelly's buddies, the Nicotine Dolls, are back. Jake Owen, big country star, and also The Fray. Isaac Slade, lead singer of The Fray. So they're your three performers. Show starts just before 7, so it's a full night of music. Cool. But it's a full night of food that Chef Adam Pollack gets a bunch of chefs around town. So you get to also experience the flavorful angle. And this is called a home plate benefit. This is a nice, hearty list of charities that Christian Yelich is making sure gives back to the community. Of course, the Brewers Community Foundation, Cooking for Kids, that helps feed local children and promote healthy eating habits, Heartland Farm Sanctuary, Milwaukee Public Library Foundation, Sojourner Family Peace Center, and Visit Milwaukee Foundation, which supports local businesses here. So this isn't just like a vanity project. This is really Yelly bringing people together in such a fun way. And you will see, I will say, Sal Frelick is expected to be there.
Oh, there are going to be guys
Murph
there, yeah,
Murph will be there.
Sure.
You know, like, it's your chance to really, really, literally rub shoulders and elbows with some of your very favorite players off the clock in a social, fun way.
What so else is I happening say, in go. Music this weekend?
Music, Britt Floyd. See You on the Dark Side of the Moon. This is one of those bands. I bet you flipped by PBS and seen this band. Britt Floyd is the best replica of Pink Floyd live experience, which, you know, Pink Floyd is never getting back together. Roger Waters and just not happening. Right. So if you really want to experience Pink Floyd music, or we're just born a generation too late, this is the way to go. Friday and Saturday at the Riverside Theater. It's called Britt Floyd, The Moon, The Wall, and Beyond. So, hello, you're going to get Dark Side of the Moon, yep, in its entirety. You're going to get songs from The Wall and all the other hits that you may or may not know. And they replicate it in that visual style. And I always joke that you can't dabble in Pink Floyd music. You have to really be able to create that sonic soundscape,
yeah, it takes
to
work.
Do that. Yeah, yeah. So that is Friday and Saturday, Britt Floyd at the Riverside Theater. If you like free music, get your flamenco on Sunday morning at the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum. Absolutely free, and you just hang out and soak that in. And remember the busking series called It's Alive. It's back this summer and kicks off this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at Lakefront Brewery, right there on their patio. Saturday, St. Joe Jack, and Sunday, Adorner.
We'll give you a full rundown of Memorial Day ceremonies and parades across Wisconsin. We're going to cover that on Friday here so we can get you set for the long weekend for those who want to take a moment to honor the reason for that holiday. Coming up this weekend, Sandy Max, host of What's on Tap.
Thank
and if you,
Sandy.
Like this
Thank
weekend's
you.
Lineup, and it
and
sounds
you,
fun.
You got the mural painter on tonight, right?
Mauricio Ramirez creating that 100-foot-tall Bob Uecker mural in the studio with me to explain how you even do that.
Awesome.
Yeah, you just eyeball it. It's easy. It's a little spray here. A little
Hold your thumb up.
If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you'll want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.
Breaking the wall.